on life and believe that, well, it's either or either, and that's okay. You have to be okay with either outcome. We were totally okay with having this amazing plan and never getting the money. We were totally okay with getting the money. And we got the money, so, yeah.
And, you know, that's a thing that people don't understand. Wealth attracts wealth, and that doesn't necessarily mean physical money. It can just mean a wealth mindset. And now that you've started and your website is up and you're now getting orders, what are you starting to realize in terms of business patterns and how Jamaicans are shopping for products and items?
Well, it is still early days, right? But what I have observed, people are excited for anything new. They're excited for convenience. So once you have something, it's beautiful, it's shiny, it's easy to get, you will have customers, especially if it's at a great price point. For our store, we boast having no products over the cost of $5,000 Jamaican dollars. There's no single product greater than $5,000.
And why? So why did you cap it at $5,000? What was the thought process in capping your products at $5,000 Jamaican?
Just my previous experience of being an employee, when I got paid at the end of the month while I was working, after I did my bills and my rent and all of that, I didn't really have a surplus of money to spend. The most I would spend on something that I didn't plan to get is $5,000. And speaking with other peers, that seemed to be their general range. So we're like, you know what? It sounds like a safe space, $5,000. Most Jamaicans can come on and get something really nice for themselves without having to worry about the budget, especially in a pandemic.
Mm-hmm. And $5,000 is about $30 US with the rate of depreciation. So it's a price point that's accessible. And so when people are coming to your site or well, for your potential customers, what are they coming essentially to get? Is it just personal care, or is it a situation where I can come to the store, I have a friend's birthday party within a day or two, and I'm looking for a great gift that won't break the bank, that offers some personalization? Are you doing anything in that regard? Because a lot of people are looking for gifts. Like, Christmas is coming up, we all want to give, you know how it is. You want to put something under the tree for a family member. You don't quite have the funding. You don't want to get something from a pharmacy that's quite impersonal. Yeah. Are the things that you have on your website, Mollionaire, say it again for me so I can plug
Mollionaire
it.
Mollionaire Access.
Mollionaire Access. Things that can be customized. Is that something that, you know, you're looking into or are currently doing that would be of interest to Jamaicans who are looking for gift items and other such accessories?
Okay. In terms of customization, we will expand into that eventually. Mm-hmm. But for right now, remember, it's a two-woman army. So right now, we are unable to offer customization. So to make up for that, we try to create very unique products, like things that you won't find anywhere else. And if you do find them anywhere else, you're unlikely to find them for the same price. To find a cube, jar, glass candle, wooden wick under $2,000 anywhere else.
So you're competing on a price basis and on a uniqueness, because I noticed that one of your products called Mocha Latte, which is a candle, is hand poured in St. Anne, Jamaica. Mm-hmm. That is extraordinary. Why is it important for you to brand yourself as Brand Jamaica, particularly in a time when Jamaican products don't tend to do as well? Why is it important for you to push the Jamaica brand right now?
It's extremely important, particularly, again, for my community. I have great and deep love for my community. Growing up as a child, I was open or exposed to the conditioning that, boy, nothing good no come from yard. And I hated that ideal. I hated the idea that in order to have something nice, you have to go abroad, or you have to, have buy something from an international store. Mm-hmm. I hated the idea that the regular local man that might never leave the island might not have access to something luxurious or beautiful at a great price simply because he lived here. I didn't think it was fair. Mm-hmm. So the idea is to allow people now. So the crazy thing is now we have international shoppers who are unable to buy these products because we don't yet have the integration to receive international credit and debit cards. So the great irony is that now we have all these gorgeous things, but they're only accessible to Jamaicans. We're hoping to expand and change that shortly. But, you know, it's just a part of changing the narrative that because I'm Jamaican, I can't have or I can't access. That's why we chose the name Access. We're giving you accessibility locally to amazing things. No matter who we are, where you are in Jamaica, as a national, you have the right to be able to shop online seamlessly, buying something amazing for yourself or your loved ones.
So part of your products or some of the products that you have on this the website are locally produced and half are imported products. Tell us about the local production and where is your production site and who assists you in producing these products?
Okay, so our productions vary. A few of the items are made here in St. Anne, where I'm speaking from now. The candles are actually home poured from my bedroom. So